Precipitation today, and again, cloudy skies after the midnight reading of 31. It is 29 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news update at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden calls them three brave souls, the three American service members killed in a drone strike in Jordan. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
President Biden called it a tough day in the Middle East after news that a drone strike being blamed on Iranian-backed militants struck a U.S. installation in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. He says those responsible will be held to account. Insiders say the installation, known as Tower 22, houses mostly engineering, logistics, and security troops who were likely sleeping at the time of the attack. Joint Chiefs Chairman C.Q. Brown on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos prior to the attack described the U.S. role to deter militant violence in the region.
We want to ensure that we take away capability while we protect our forces at the same time, not have this brought into a much wider conflict.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The UN is asking nations to keep funding the main agency providing aid in the Gaza Strip after some of its employees were accused of ties to militants.
The UN Secretary General has called on 9 countries to resume funding for UNRWA, the main unit providing aid in the Gaza Strip. The US, Britain, and other Western nations suspended funding to the UN agency after several employees were accused of taking part in the October 7 Hamas attack that ignited the war. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The UN says most of the accused employees were terminated. Police in Philadelphia are thanking the public for sharing tips after a teenage murder suspect was recaptured yesterday. 17-year-old Shane Pryor had escaped outside a Philadelphia hospital last week, they say. The Chiefs and the 49ers have made it to the Super Bowl. This is AP News. Now to a confessed thief.
A dying thief who stole a pair of ruby slippers Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz is expected to appear in a Duluth, Minnesota court today for sentencing. Terry John Martin stole the famous shoes in 2005 from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Martin's attorney says his client gave into temptation after an old mob associate told him the shoes were adorned with real jewels. The FBI recovered the shoes in 2018, but Martin wasn't charged with stealing them until last year. He said at an October hearing that he had hoped to remove the rubies from the shoes and sell them, but a person who deals in stolen goods told him the rubies were glass, so Martin got rid of the slippers. Now the 76-year-old Martin is dying, and prosecutors are even recommending that Martin be given time served. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Today's sports update is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Yesterday, it was Doc Rivers and the Bucks making plans for the future. Doc was introduced to the media on Saturday. They're now joining forces as the Bucks attempt to meet sky-high expectations. Rivers was introduced over the weekend, 4 days after the Bucks fired Adrian Griffin following just 43 games. In the NBA yesterday, it was Detroit 120, Oklahoma City 104, Indiana beat Memphis 116-110, Atlanta 126, Toronto 125, Orlando over Phoenix 113-98, and Chicago 104, Portland 96. From the NHL, St. Louis 4-3 over Los Angeles in overtime, Seattle 4, Columbus 2. From the NFL playoffs, Kansas City 17, Baltimore 10, San Francisco 34-31 over Detroit. The Super Bowl comes up in a couple of weeks now, and the field is set. Mahomes and the Chiefs against Purdy and the 49ers. That's an update on sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we understand that illness and injury don't make appointments. That is why our urgent care department is now open 7 days a week, no appointment necessary. For more information and urgent care hours, visit our website at richlandhospital.com. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, and healing for 100 years.
Today, a high of 41 with some areas of fog this morning, but sun developing later on today. Mild conditions, southwest winds around 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some sprinkles and flurries possible, a low of 31. Tuesday, variable clouds and breezy, isolated flurries or drizzle early, a high of 38. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 26. And Wednesday, partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 45. There is a dense fog advisory for our area until 9 this morning. Right now around the immediate area, it's all right, but a lot of times it does kind of settle in as the morning goes on. We've been as warm as 31. Right now it is 29 degrees. Today is Monday, January 29th.
Here's a story about a girl I used to know. She was living free to chase her dreams, a fearless soul. Till the door swung open to the world out there. Social feeds, likes on a screen she can't compare. Then it got complicated. That girl, she started hating. Things that made her beautiful started changing who she was. Just to be loved, just to be loved, just to be loved. Don't be somebody else to be loved. Just to be loved, just to be loved. Well, you're perfect, you're priceless. There's nobody that can't deny it. Don't be somebody another. Just to be loved. You look around at everybody's highlight reels. Picture perfect, pretty lies. It makes you feel like
Gretchen Wilson on WRCO. Good morning. 6:13 the time. Today, January 28th, the 28th day of 2024. Wait a minute. It's January 29th. Yeah. Let me just pull this up. It's a misprint. Yeah, it's January 29th today. Well, yeah. We're here. We're here and now. We see the end of the month coming at the end of this week, the beginning of February. Groundhog's Day on Friday, which does not seem possible, but that will be the case. And then moving on to some tournament wrestling this weekend, high school wrestling getting underway, and some of the final weeks of the boys and girls basketball seasons. So, yeah, that time is coming soon, that's for sure. And it kind of feels a little bit like March out there, but that's wishful thinking, I think.
Says, don't stare at me. She's afraid that I might see those 5 extra pounds she talks about. Man, I don't know what she's talking about. She looks through magazines. With every page she dreams of looking like somebody else. I wish she wasn't so hard on herself. And then she falls asleep with just my t-shirt on. But even when her hair's messed up and her makeup's gone, you can't hide beautiful, you can't hide wonderful. There's nothing that she has to do, it just comes natural. She makes it look easy. I love what she does to me. No way to disguise the way that she shines. You can't hide beautiful. She can take a simple dress, put it on and turn some heads. Man, every time she moves, she gets me. She doesn't even know she's sexy. And the way she thinks sometimes out of nowhere blows my mind. She makes me laugh and makes me dream. I love the way she looks at things. A little piece of heaven God gave to this world. She might think she's just an ordinary girl, but you can't hide beautiful. You can't hide wonderful. There's nothing that she has to do. It just comes natural. She makes it look easy. I love what she does to me. No way to disguise the way that she shines. You can't hide beautiful. Oh no. You can't hide beautiful.
Lines on Country and Community, WRCO. It is 617. Not the teams that I particularly wanted in the Super Bowl, but that's all right. Doesn't matter what I want. It'll still be a good game, I would assume, coming up in less than 2 weeks now. Hopefully the commercials are good.
Are you craving the delicious flavors of Nicaraguan cuisine? Then you gotta check out La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food in Richland Center. They offer convenient takeout options so you can enjoy Latin flavor wherever you are for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Dine in to enjoy amenities such as pool tables, slots, and video games. Open daily 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. La Fratanga Restaurant Latin Food, 1450 Veterans Drive in Richland Center. Now offering gift cards so you can spread the flavorful experience.
The Pine River Sports Association Gun Show is February 9th and 10th at the Community Center in Richland Center. 3 to 8 on Friday, Saturday 8 to 3. The PRSA Gun Show is recognized as a quality event with up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Local Boy Scouts will have concessions, just $5 admission, 12 and under free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association looks forward to seeing you February 9th and 10th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show at the Richland Center Community Center.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X Series line comes in three sizes, while the Y Series comes in one size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y Series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Thank you, Brian. 6:19 the time. News, weather, and sports comes up at 6:30. It is an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin.
Beer's in the bucket, suds in the sink. Chicken's in the skillet, ice in the drink. Heads in the clouds, diamonds in the rough. He's in a Chevy and I'm in love. Heaven, mama's in town, daddy's in the doghouse, corn's in the ground, sister's in a room smoking God knows what, he's in a Chevy and I'm in love. Stars in a line, he's in the drive and I'm in love. Tips in the apron, hair's in a braid, Mercury's all in retrograde. No silver in the spoon, no blue in his blood, he's driving, I'm in love. Chills down my spine, heart's on the line, keys on mine, and I'm in love.
For all I'd been blessed with, there was an emptiness in me. I was imprisoned by the power of gold. With one honest touch, you set me free. Let the world stop turning. Let the sun stop burning. Let them tell me love's not worth going through. If it all falls apart, I will know deep in my heart the only dream that mattered had come true. In this life, I was loved.
Colin Ray, In This Life, here on WRCO Radio. Colin put out some good records over the years, no doubt about it. Coming up as we start the week, details on some things to see and do around the area, and sports, too. We've got a really nice game on the radio once again. Royal and Ithaca at Ithaca tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, beginning with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show around 7:15. So we'll share that with you a little bit later on today in a preview of the game. Here are the Bellamy Brothers.
Our daddies won the war, then they came home to our moms. They gave them so much love that all us kids were born. We all grew up on Mickey Mouse and hula hoops. Then we all bought BMWs and brand new pickup trucks. And we watched John Kennedy die one afternoon. Kids of the Bay. It was a time of new prosperity in the USA. All the fortunate offsprings never had to pay. We had sympathy for the devil and the Rolling Stones. Then we got a little older, we found Haggard and Jones. A generation screaming for more room. Kids of the Bay.
soon, kids of the baby boom. Now we all can run computers and we all can dance. We all have Calvin Klein written on our underpants. And at 6 o'clock, like robots, we turn on the news. Watch those third world countries deal out more abuse. Remember the first man on the moon, kids of the baby boom. Kids of the baby boom, we have freedom, we have money. Baby boom, here in the land of milk and honey, counting our chickens way too soon. Kids of the baby boom. As our lives become a capsule they send to the stars, and our children look at us like we came from Mars. As the farms disappear and the sky turns black, we're a nation full of takers, never giving back. We never stop to think what we consume, kids of the baby boom. Kids of the baby boom, we have freedom, we have money. Baby boom, here in the land of milk and honey, counting our chickens way too soon. Kids of the baby boom, our optimism mingles with the doom. Kids of the baby boom.
Bellamy Brothers on WRCO FM 100.9.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. MAC rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Courton Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Courton Main in downtown Richland Center.
This is Phil Nee, and I am a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted. And right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes a small milking herd dispersal featuring 22 head of Holstein cows, mostly first and second lactation, milked in a stall barn and let out daily with the bull. Plus, their weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. And by BL Signs, improve your business signage with BL Signs. Areas of fog this morning and then breaks of sun developing and mild conditions, a high of 41 expected. Some sprinkles and flurries possible tonight, a low of 31. A dense fog advisory in effect until 9 this morning for most of our area, Sauk County not included, but otherwise everyone else is. It is 29 degrees.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow.
In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. A veteran Democratic lawmaker has a new job as a judge. Lena Taylor resigned her state Senate seat on Friday after Governor Tony Evers appointed her to a vacant seat on the Milwaukee County Circuit Court bench. The Milwaukee Democrat has represented the 4th State Senate District since 2005 and served one term in the state assembly before that. Taylor has previously run unsuccessfully for Milwaukee County Executive twice, for mayor of Milwaukee, and most recently for municipal judge last year. Taylor assumes her new judicial role coming up this week. A proposed lemon law for agricultural equipment has a public hearing tomorrow at the Capitol. State Senator Andre Jock drafted the bill in response to farmers who repeatedly had to return machinery for warranty work. The DePere Republican says other states, including Illinois and Minnesota, already have a similar law. Wisconsin has had a vehicle lemon law since the 80s. That costs associated with agricultural equipment are much more substantial, is the concern. Jock said the bipartisan bill gained support after an assembly hearing, and he's optimistic it can still pass before the session ends. The hearing before the State Senate Agriculture and Tourism Committee starts at 11. Well, filing season can get underway today.
IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says you should be sure to have all the documents you need before you fire up your tax software or visit your tax preparer.
So you'll want to have your W-2s from work, but also your 1099s from your bank or broker for interest or dividends you may have earned.
Miller says the safest and easiest way to file your taxes is e-filing them, and you can do that for free if you follow the links from the IRS Free File program online at irs.gov. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Elected officials in western Wisconsin are still coming to terms with the departure of a major healthcare employer. Last week, HSHS Health System announced it will close its hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls and Prevea Clinics in the Chippewa Valley. State Senator Jeff Smith called the news shocking. The Eau Claire Democrat said the sudden move has caused a lot of concern in the region, including how to replace mental health services offered at Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire. The majority of the HSHS and Prevea closures will be complete by April 21st. More than 1,200 HSHS and Prevea employees will be impacted. The American Red Cross is still looking for donors after 15,000 donations were canceled nationwide this month. Wisconsin Red Cross spokesperson Mary Jane Thompson says they've partnered with the NFL to give away tickets to the Super Bowl. You'll have to donate blood by the end of January to qualify for those tickets. You can find that app and sign up for a blood drive online at redcrossblood.org. In fact, there's one going on today from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Recreation Center in Reedsburg. Appointments can be made by downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. Senator Howard Markline will be holding listening sessions for residents of the 17th Senate District. All residents of the 17th District are invited to attend. The first will be held today from 1 until 2 at the Blanchardville Village Hall. Additional sessions are planned for Friday, February 2nd from 10 until 11 at the New Lisbon Library Community Room, and Monday, February 12th from 1:30 until 2:30 at the Platteville Public Library. The format for the listening sessions is designed for the legislators to receive input and ideas about issues facing residents in the district. The legislators do not plan to answer questions, debate ideas, challenge the ideas, or otherwise comment, because they seek to hear every point of view equally. Constituents are welcome to attend listening sessions, and also you can submit written ideas. Also, facility capacity limitations could impact audience observations. As always, all constituents are invited to call, email, or write to the legislators at any time to share thoughts, ideas, and concerns. The spring funding round is open to apply for assistance from For Pete's Sake. Anyone who resides in the River Valley School District and finds themselves in health-related circumstances through no fault of their own, for which assistance is needed, is urged to apply. All applications are reviewed by the For Pete's Sake Committee, who determine the number of recipients to be funded and the amount that each recipient will receive. Payments are made directly to the recipient's creditors. Applications are available on the For Pete's Sake website. Applications are due Friday, March 8th.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 41. Areas of fog possible this morning. Otherwise, some breaks of sunshine. For tonight, mostly cloudy, some sprinkles and flurries possible. A low of 31. And Tuesday, 38. Variable clouds and breezy. Isolated flurries or drizzle early. Wednesday, up to 45 degrees. In Richland Center, yesterday we topped out at 34. We did receive a trace of precipitation. Right now, after a midnight reading of 31, we are down from that, and it is 29 degrees. There are no announcements in the school department today. It looks like it is an on-time morning.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Boscobel and Muscadet clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy, bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, we begin a new week in high school sports. Details on the Bucks officially introducing a new man over the weekend as their head man, and the Super Bowl pairing is set.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Here's a look at tonight's area sports schedule. Royal will be at Ithaca in a boys basketball game featuring a couple of ranked teams. Hear the game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Richland Center travels to Lodi on a Monday night for a non-conference matchup. Cashton is playing at New Lisbon and Adams Friendship at Portage. In girls basketball tonight, Seneca at Wonewoc Center, Westby at La Crescent, and West Salem at Viroqua, Lancaster at Southwestern, Fenimore visits Benton, Wazika Steuben is at Belmont, Schulzburg at Highland, and Platteville is at Potosi-Cassville. On the state scene, Marquette gets big production from several players after taking a 75-57 Big East Conference win over Seton Hall. Saturday's victory runs the Golden Eagles winning streak to 4 in a row. The Eagles go on the road tomorrow night to meet Villanova. Also in basketball news, Damian Lillard becomes the latest Bucks veteran to say Doc Rivers was the best choice for head coach. Lillard cites Rivers' experience and strong presence. Questions about Rivers' in-game strategy have been raised as Milwaukee determined who should replace fired coach Adrian Griffin. The Bucks outscored New Orleans 141-117 Saturday. They traveled to Denver for a game tonight. The Bucks trail Boston by 3 games with a 32-14 record. During his inaugural news conference, Doc Rivers was asked what they have to do.
We have to get on the right page, the same page. Our language and our communication defensively, we have to get that right. I think right now you can feel it, some this way, some this way. We got to get on the same page. We got to do things differently too than the past. You know, Drew and Dame are different players. So we have to change some things for sure.
In the championship games yesterday, Brock Purdy threw for 267 yards and a touchdown, and the 49ers rallied from 17 points down at halftime to beat the Detroit Lions 34-31 and reach the Super Bowl. The 49ers scored 17 points in an 8-minute span of the third quarter to tie the game and then pulled away in the fourth to earn a rematch against Kansas City after losing to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl 4 years ago. Detroit became the fourth team to lose a conference title game after leading by at least 17 points and was unable to make the Super Bowl for the first time in franchise history. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were at their magnificent best in the first half, and the Kansas City defense delivered another masterpiece against Lamar Jackson and Baltimore, helping the Chiefs reach the Super Bowl for the fourth time in 5 years with a 17-10 victory in the AFC Championship game. Kelce caught 11 passes for 116 yards and a touchdown. Kansas City will face San Francisco in Detroit. That's coming up. That will be February 11th, seeking to become the first team since New England's 19 years ago win in back-to-back seasons. Travis Kelce and the Chiefs heading to Vegas with a chance for a rare repeat against Purdy and the 49ers. Elsewhere in sports, the Wisconsin women's hockey team came roaring from behind to score 4 unanswered goals in the final period Saturday. The 5-4 win represented the first time the Badgers have trailed by 3 goals or more in the third period and managed to earn a win. Minnesota Duluth scored the first 3 goals of the game and led 4-1 in the final frame. Kirsten Sims found the back of the net with a game winner with just over 1 minute remaining. The Badgers return home to host St. Cloud State to start the next weekend series. The Badger men's hockey team scored the game-winning goal less than a minute into overtime at Michigan Saturday by a score of 6-5. The Badgers have lost just once in the last 13 games. A wild first period saw the teams combined for 7 goals. Christian Fitzgerald produced the game-deciding goal just 57 seconds into the extra period. The Badgers had lost 5 straight times at the Wolverines' Yost Ice Arena in Ann Arbor. They return home to the Kohl Center Friday for a border battle against Minnesota. And the future looks positive for the Brewers after playing 4 minor league prospects among the top 50. The MLB.com list is the top 100, but Milwaukee's young players are even closer to the top. Outfielder Jackson Chirio is rated number 2. He just signed that big $82 million contract. He turns 20 in March. The other top-rated prospects are 6'7" pitcher Jacob Mazarski at number 23, catcher Jefferson Quiro, and infielder Tyler Black. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Sitting on the front porch, nothing but time. Business is so bad, I'm about to go blind. I got the window busted and the door kicked in. From the last time we said never again. But this time I'm gonna see you coming, ain't gonna be surprised. Yeah, this time I'm gonna know what hit me right between the eyes. Just the one time I want to think it over before we speak our minds. And I know we can make it go this time. It's a hard and heavy load
day and night. Well, that's the way we love and that's the way we fight. We can't stay together, can't be alone. We can go for good, but we don't stay gone. And this time I'm gonna see you coming, ain't gonna be surprised.
Country and Community, WRCO-FM 100.9. It is 12 minutes before 7.
I brought flowers to your door last night. I done you wrong and I want to make you right. If I had two dozen roses and another bottle of wine, if I really could have hung the moon, would it change your mind? If I could cry a little harder and get a little less sleep at night, if I had two mind.
Shenandoah with Luke Combs. All is right with the world. Hank Bray has stumbled in with his toys today, and we'll join him in about a half hour or so. Right now it is 29 degrees. We're headed toward 41, and looking at that dense fog advisory to continue until 9. Could be like the previous mornings, kind of settling in. Yesterday it was a little slippery in the morning and a little bit deceptive because I wasn't really expecting that. I went outside and could feel a little something in the air. And then I noticed some of the good crews going through with sand and salt. And I thought, oh, it must have done something in the night. And it did. It got cold enough, too, where it froze over some of what had melted. But I'll tell you what, mud is a problem, too. Some areas where you're going off road, doing a little, well, even on the gravel roads and things like that, where there's little, if any, frost. And it's just, I went down to the old farm the other day, and the old vibe, but I'll tell you what, I had to put the dual wheels on to get out of there.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Well, I'd look at some things coming up here in sports. Yeah, I was really kind of wanting the other teams to be in the Super Bowl, but that's the way it goes. That's what usually, I mean, I like to root for whom I feel might be the underdog, and the way Detroit started yesterday, it didn't look like they were the underdog. 24-7. We were at the Making a Difference banquet at the Phoenix Center last night, and people were feeding me scores, and 24-7 at halftime, I announced that, and a lot of the crowd clapped, thinking, oh, that's cool, you know, Detroit, go Detroit. But then when we got done, somebody said, oh, it's tied, 24. I'm like, how can that be? And so then I got out in the car, and I checked it before I took off, and they're down by 10. How can that be? So to be honest, I missed a lot of the game. But Detroit kind of either Detroit tanked or 49ers turned it on. Maybe a combination of both. There were certainly, saw a couple of highlights where there were some wacky plays, a wacky interception there. I mean, it is what it is. Great athletic play. But some things go south sometimes really fast. Oh, well, I'll still watch the Super Bowl, I think, anyway. This is Matt Stell.
Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. Man, she loves that song, and that sums her up about right. Try your hand, tip the band, and that girl just might let you pull her clothes underneath those neon lights. But she'll ring more than Friday night. So cold hard truth. You could try to love her, but she'll leave your heart breaking in boots. Heartbreaking fool. You think you're the one to hold her and come out alive? Well, I bet the snake skin on your soles, your heart will pay the price. You can see it in her eyes. So cold hard truth. You could try to love her, but she'll leave your heart breaking in boots. Heart breaking in boots. She'll eat it like she she does it cause she knows what she's doing. She'll burn you like the bourbon in the bottle she's shooting. She's a cowboy killer, that's a cold hard truth. You can try to love her, you can try to love her. Don't think that she does it cause she knows what she's doing. She'll burn you like the bourbon in the bottle she's shooting. She's a cowboy killer, that's a cold hard truth. You can try to love her, but she'll leave your heart breaking in boots.
Like this and many